Also known as Natty, Lake said proudly. That's him. Hardline communist, close ties to the military. Brilliant mind, huge ego, very ambitious, ruthless, and right now, the most dangerous man in the world. Didn't know that. A flick, another face. This one of stone under a gaudy military parade hat. This is Yuri Goltsen, second in command of what's left of the Russian army. Chenkov and Goltsen have big plans. Another flick. A map of a section of Russia north of Moscow. They're stockpiling arms in this region, Teddy said. They're actually stealing them from themselves, looting the Russian army, but, and more important, they're buying them on the black market. Where's their money coming from? Everywhere. They're swapping oil for Israeli radar. They're trafficking in drugs and buying Chinese tanks through Pakistan. Chenkov has close ties with some mobsters, one of whom recently bought a factory in Malaysia where they make nothing but assault rifles. It's very elaborate. Chenkov has a brain, a very high IQ. He's probably a genius. Teddy Maynard was a genius. And if he bestowed that title on another, then Congressman Lake certainly believed it. So who gets attacked? Teddy dismissed the question because he wasn't ready to answer it. See the town of Vologda. It's about 500 miles east of Moscow. Last week we tracked 60 Vetrov to a warehouse there. As you know, the Vetrov is equivalent to our Tomahawk crews, but 2 feet longer. Exactly. That makes 300 they've moved in during the last 90 days. See the town of Rybinsk, just southwest of Vologda? Known for its plutonium. Yes, tons of it. Enough to make 10,000 nuclear warheads. Chenkov and Goltsen and their people control the entire area. Control? Yes. Through a web of regional mobsters and local army units. Chenkov has his people in place. In place for what? Teddy squeezed a button, and the wall was blank. But the light stayed dim, so that when he spoke across the table, he did so almost from the shadows. The coup is right around the corner, Mr. Lake. Our worst fears are coming true. Every aspect of Russian society and culture is cracking and crumbling. Democracy is a joke. Capitalism is a nightmare. We thought we could McDonaldize the damn place, and it's been a disaster. Workers are not getting paid, and they're the lucky ones because they have jobs. 20% do not. Children are dying because there are no medicines. So are many adults. 10% of the population are homeless. 20% are hungry. Each day things get worse. The country has been looted by the mobsters. We think at least $500 billion has been stolen and taken out of the country. There's no relief in sight. The time is perfect for a new strongman, a new dictator, who will promise to lead the people back to stability. The country is crying for leadership, and Mr. Chenkov has decided it's up to him. And he has the army. He has the army. And that's all it takes. The coup will be bloodless because the people are ready for it. They'll embrace Chenkov. He'll lead the parade into Red Square and dare us, the United States, to stand in his way. We'll be the bad guys again.
So the Cold War is back, Lake said, his words fading at the end.
There'll be nothing cold about it. Chenkov wants to expand, to recapture the old Soviet Union. He desperately needs cash, so he'll simply take it in the form of land, factories, oil, crops. He'll start little regional wars, which he'll easily win.
Another map appeared. Phase one of the New World Order was presented to Lake. Teddy didn't miss a word.
I suspect he'll roll through the Baltic states, toppling governments in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, etc. Then he'll go to the old Eastern Bloc and strike a deal with some of the communists there.
The congressman was speechless as he watched Russia expand. Teddy's predictions were so certain, so precise.
What about the Chinese? Lake asked.
But Teddy wasn't finished with Eastern Europe. He flicked. The map changed.
Here's where we get sucked in. Poland? Yep. Happens every time. Poland is now a member of NATO for some damned reason. Imagine that. Poland signing on to help protect us and Europe. Chenkov solidifies Russia's old turf and casts a longing eye westward, same as Hitler, except he was looking to the east.
Why would he want Poland?
Why did Hitler want Poland? It was between him and Russia. He hated the Poles and he was ready to start a war. Chenkov doesn't give a damn about Poland. He just wants to control it, and he wants to destroy NATO.